Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is my website. That's where you go to register for my instructional videos that are free. They go out three times a week, and you can improve your golf game by watching those. You can also find out the information you need to know about coming and getting a golf lesson from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. All right. One of the things that you hear people just go off on, and I'm on my favorite subject here, LIV, is this notion where the players all say, we're growing the game. Now, everybody knows why all these players went to the LIV Golf. We know that they went for the money. Everybody knows that. The media has just baited these players and baited these players and baited these players into saying why they left when everybody knows why they left. You don't need to ask them. You know why they left. They left for the money. They left for the guaranteed money. They left for the big prize money. They left for the fact that they can work fewer weeks and make more money. Now, they might say, hey, I want to spend more time with my family. But what it really boils down to is fewer amount of work weeks, more money, more guaranteed money, and better working conditions. I mean, there just are. I mean, they get their expenses paid for, first-class airline tickets paid for. A lot of times they're flying on a just all souped-up jet that flies all the players from spot to spot, and they've done that on more than one occasion, and the players just hooping it up. The hospitality tents, the fact that they play one pro-am with only two amateurs, and they have these big celebrations when they win. They have a fun party that they all see they have to go to, but they seem to enjoy it. Before the tournament starts, everything first class. And everybody gets treated first class, the families, the caddies, everything. So more money, number one. Fewer work weeks, number two. Fewer, you know, work days. That's another thing. Better working conditions. But it really all boils down to money. But the players will say, oh, I'm growing the game. And everybody just rips them. I was reading the other day, and this is an old quote, but it's from I think it's from Nick Price. And he says, I don't blame some of the guys for going. Some guys, I question why they left. It's a lot of money to play for, especially guys later in on their careers. Well, we know that. It can set them up for the rest of their lives. Okay, well, that you just answered your question. And their kids' lives and their grandkids' lives, which was one of the things that Harold Varner III pointed out. He said, I can't turn down this money. This sets up my whole family and my kids' families. So you know, Nick Price hits on it right here. But then he says he wishes LIV golfers would be more transparent with their reasons for leaving the PGA Tour that made them rich and famous. And his least favorite is growing the game. Well, first of all, I don't understand what difference it makes whether they say, I left for the money, or they come with some other BS reason, which everybody knows is a BS reason. And they go, oh, I have respect for this guy. He says he left for the money. They all left for the money. Okay, whether this guy says it or, I mean, I don't understand how that gives you more respect. I mean, clearly Dustin Johnson left for the money. Now, does that give, I mean, if Harold Varner left for money, he said he left for the money. Pat Perez said he felt like he won the lottery. That hasn't stopped people from ripping him for making all this money and you know, finishing 35th. So what people say and what they actually do and how they act are two different things. It doesn't matter what they say. People do not like this LIV, certain people. But people I talk to love it. But certain people don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like the whole Saudi connection. They don't like the fact that these guys are making all this money. They're jealous. They don't like the fact that there's no cuts and you're not really earning your money like you used to on the PGA Tour and all this stuff. But the one thing that really pisses people off is when they say, we're growing the game. We're growing the game. And Nick Price says, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to throw up. Anyway, that just bugs everybody. Matter of fact, I think they should keep saying it because it bugs all these people so much. Maybe that is why they say it. But the fact of the matter is, whether or not people want to admit it, they are growing the game. That's not why they left. I'm not saying it's why they left. But you can't deny that the LIV Tour is growing the game. It is. It has grown professional golf. 48 players on LIV. Millions and millions, billions of dollars that they have paid out and will pay out. 48 more spots for somebody to fill. 48 guys left. They left somewhere. They left the European Tour, the DP World Tour. They left the PGA Tour. 48 spots that are getting filled by other players. That is growing the professional game. It's opening up more spots for players. Millions, millions, and millions, billions from what they've paid out of dollars that have gone into professional golf. Not even counting the fact that all of a sudden the PGA Tour has found $200 million extra for next year for their tour. And they're going to pay out more. So has LIV grown the game of professional golf? Absolutely 100%. The biggest beneficiary have been the players. More players, more money. Fact. Absolute fact. They have grown the game of professional golf. You can laugh when players say it. You can laugh when Greg Norman says it. You can think it's absolutely a joke, but it's 100% fact. That is just the way it is. But not just the money aspect and not just professional golf. They are growing the game of golf. And I am a fan of anything that grows the game of golf. Here's more examples of how they're growing the game of golf. They are playing tournaments in places that are dying for professional golf and for big name stars. And you could argue a lot of these players on LIV, and not all of them, because Cameron Smith and Dustin Johnson are not over there out of their prime. There's no doubt about that. You know, Koepka is not either. Bryson DeChambeau is not either. Okay, Mickelson is, but he's one of the greatest golfers in the history of the game. People like to see those players play golf. They go to Bangkok. They go to Saudi Arabia. You don't think they're growing the game in those places? You could argue to what extent they're growing to the game, but you can't argue that they're growing the game. People come to watch them play golf, and a certain amount of people are going to be motivated to try the game of golf, maybe play more golf, do something related to golf. When you have tournaments, you grow again. When there's tournaments on the PGA Tour, they say the same thing. We're growing the game. Okay, what do you do that's different? If the PGA Tour grows the game, what do you do that's different than what LIV Golf is doing to grow the game? You're showing up at a city and you're putting on a tournament. And that's going to bring people out to watch the tournament. And that's going to motivate people to play golf and to try the game of golf or to play more golf. It's just a fact. I mean, if you measure the amount of rounds played after the LIV tournament relative to before the LIV tournament, there will be more. I don't know how many more. It doesn't matter. It's growing the game. To some percent, it's growing the game. Somebody, as a matter of fact, more than one person who went to the LIV tournament in Portland, Oregon, somebody who went to that tournament went out and played golf on an afternoon after they went to the tournament, or the next day, or the next week, or the next weekend. Somebody was motivated to go play the game because they went to that golf tournament. They might have given the tickets away. Doesn't matter. They are growing the game. People are coming to watch them play, and those people are inspired to play themselves. They're inspired to go to the driving range. I want to go to the driving range and try something I just saw. I want to go to the driving range and see if I can hit this one shot that I watched Phil Mickelson hit, or I hit this drive, or whatever it is. It's motivating somebody to do it. I mean, when you go to a golf tournament, you can't wait to go play golf the next time you get a chance. You can't wait. It inspires you to go play. They play in places that don't have, in a lot of cases, professional golf tournaments. They played in Portland. They played in New Jersey, New York. They don't have a golf tournament. They played in Boston. They don't have a golf tournament. They went to places they're playing in at Trump Doral. There's no golf tournament in Miami anymore. Has been forever until it left, the PGA Tour left there because they didn't like Donald Trump. So they are growing the game. They're playing in places, in a lot of cases, that haven't had a PGA Tour. Portland, Oregon. They never had a PGA Tour event, but they had a LIV Golf event. That's growing the game in that area. Undeniable fact. So you can laugh at all these players when they say we're growing the game. because we know they didn't leave to grow the game. We know they left for the money. But the fact still is that they are growing the game. Now, are they growing the game more than the PGA Tour? Maybe they are. They created 48 more spots. They brought billions of dollars more into professional golf. They're going to play golf tournaments in places that don't have PGA Tour events. I mean, they played in Chicago. Chicago's a big city. Golf is huge. No PGA Tour event there. You don't think that inspired somebody who went to that golf tournament to go play golf the next day, the next week? Of course it did. I don't know how many. More than zero. Absolutely, for sure, more than zero. So they are growing the game without any doubt. So everybody can laugh at it all they want, but they are growing the game. They laugh at the fact that they're on YouTube. Well, a lot of people are streaming now. You know, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that people watch. And they say, well, they don't have a television contract. Well, they've got more distribution than people know about. And it's all over the world. LIV Golf is being distributed many, many different countries, many different ways. They're not just, people act like they're just on YouTube. They're not just on YouTube. They're just on YouTube in the United States. They're not just on YouTube other places. So they're growing the game. And I personally think it is absolutely great for golf. I see what it's done for the players, and there's players that are bitter, there's players that are jealous, there's players that are pissed off that these guys left, and it's you know, for whatever reason. I still can't for life me figure out why people are so bent out of shape about them leaving. I don't get it. I don't get Billy Horschel. You know, why he's so pissed off about these guys leaving. I don't get Rory McIlroy, why he's so mad about these guys leaving. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, they left. They got paid. They left all the prize money they were going to win to you and everybody else. They went someplace and that has 48 more spots that created 48 openings for other players to fill the void. And they left millions and millions of dollars of prize money behind. And in the process of leaving and going to LIV Golf and LIV Golf being created, it created millions, 200 million. They're talking about for next year. Extra prize money for everybody that's still on the PGA Tour. Now, I don't get why they're all mad that they left. I mean, I would think, hey, congratulations. You got a great deal. I like where I am. I'm staying here. Now there's more spots. Now there's more money. And everybody's a winner. So the hostility, I just don't get. I don't get it. Well, I kind of do, because the media perpetuates this, because they're all these golf media people are beholden to the PGA Tour, and that's what the PGA Tour wants them to do, is to just rip LIV Golf every chance you get. When the fact of the matter is they are growing the game. And they have grown the game. And at the end of the day, personally, I think it's good for the game of golf as a whole. Not freaking out. You know, these people get all caught up. They think like they're ruining the game of golf. There's more to the game of golf than pro golf. Pro golf is not the game of golf. The game of golf is everybody who plays the game of golf. Not the best players who play the game of golf, but everybody who plays the game of golf. And going to different cities and inspiring other people to play, because you're there and they can see you. And you know, how many people in some of these places are just dying to see well-known stars that they've seen before? And there's plenty of stars on that LIV tour. A lot of people are. It's all good for golf, in my opinion. Anyway, those are my thoughts for today. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, you can go to Voodoo Pain Relief Cream and order my fantastic product there, Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. You can try a free two-week supply, absolutely free. All you have to do is go on the website. You'll see the little box there right on the front page. You can order it up. And it is fantastic for arthritis pain, joint pain, and it will clearly help you out. Absolutely. Guaranteed. Well, it doesn't need to be guaranteed. It's free. So that's the guarantee right there. You're not even paying for it. So go there and check it out, voodoopainrelief.com. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit mrsmeyers.com today.